Let us, excuse me, let us begin our response to the word with the affirmation of faith. This is adapted from the Belhar Confession. We believe in one holy, universal Christian church, the unity of the community of saints of the entire human family. And we believe that this unity of the people of God must be manifest and active in that we love one another, that we give ourselves willingly and joyfully to one another, that we share one baptism together, that we eat of one bread and drink of one cup together, that we confess one name, one Lord, for one cause, with one hope, which is the height and the breadth and the depth and the love of Christ forever and ever. Amen. As we prepare to receive the offering, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many gifts that you have given to us. And we thank you for this opportunity to give back what is but a small portion of everything that we have received. May we use these gifts to further your message, your hope, your love, and your kingdom in our community and throughout the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Will the deacons come forward? Dictionary of Hymnology was formed in the West African Gullah Geechee slave culture that developed in coastal areas of southeastern colonial America, including St. Helena Island, Beaufort, and Charleston, South Carolina. So this definitely comes from the slave culture, and began to be used to sing with communion sometime after the Civil War. So this has got this is a song that's rich with tradition, as well as being a wonderful song to sing as we prepare our hearts and minds to take bread and wine. So let us sing.
Thank you.
Friends, this is the table of the Lord. It is not a community of faith table or even a Presbyterian table, but it is a table of Jesus Christ. And we all come together around it to remember his sacrifice and to celebrate his presence in our lives. And so I invite you all to come and join in this wonderful celebration. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give our eternal God, holy and mighty. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise and to worship in every place where your glory abides. You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you shall endure. You are always the same, and your years will never end. You made us in your image and called us to be your people. But we turned from you, leaving sin and death to reign. Still, you loved us and sought us. In Christ, your grace defeated death and opened the way to eternal life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the heavenly choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name.
You sent your only begotten, in whom your fullness dwells, to be for us the way and the truth and the life. Revealing your love, Jesus taught those who would hear him, healed those who believed in him, received all who sought him, and lifted the burden of their sin. We glorify you for your great power and love at work in Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made us a new people by water and spirit. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us, and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread which we break and the cup which we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world.
Friend, gracious and loving God, as we pray and prepare ourselves to receive this bread and this wine, we also offer to you our prayers from this community and from the world. We pray for Martha and Chris Livingston as Chris builds his strength to move to rehab. And we pray for Martha as she goes this week to reschedule her cancer surgery. We pray for Ted Houston that he might be released to have surgery to repair a very painful hip. We pray for Brett Schaffner and his family as he nears the end of his battle with cancer. We pray peace and comfort for them during this time. And we pray for Marion Boyer, who is a minister with pastoral care at St. E's in Florence, as she recovers from triple bypass surgery this week. It was unexpected. Gracious and loving God, we also pray for those concerns that are known only to us in our hearts. Amen. Help us, O God, to love as Christ loved, knowing our own weakness. May we stand with all who stumble, sharing in his suffering. May we remember all who suffer. Held in his love, may we embrace all whom the world denies. Rejoicing in his forgiveness, may we forgive all who sin against us. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, eternal God, now and forever. Amen.
On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Take, eat, all of you, in remembrance of me."
And in the same way, he poured out the cup. And he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
God's own Son, pray.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself for us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn is number 422, God Whose Giving Knows No Ending.
As you go out from this place, go into the world in peace. Give no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, and may the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer rest upon you now and always. Amen.